I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on our local paramedics. Travis Melema is Chief of Lanark County Paramedic Services. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Travis, for coming in today.
A pleasure to be here.
Great. So, in recognition of National Paramedic Services Week, I'd like to read you an excerpt from a piece that I found written by a paramedic working elsewhere in Ontario. I am a paramedic. I am the face that shows up when you make that call you never wanted to have to make. Every call we do is the worst day of someone's life. I never take that for granted. It is one of the great honors of my life that the people in my community invite me into their homes without question on the worst days of their lives to help. It is a privilege to be that person. And the paramedic does go on about the mental health aspect of frontline workers as well. But that is another conversation, not for today. So, Travis, how closely does what I just read reflect the sentiments of the paramedics you work with here in Lanark County?
I think they'd say it resonates with them quite truly. Paramedicine was one of those unique professions where, as that person wrote, you are going to someone's house, usually at the worst time of their life, in uncertain times and emergencies. And we do a combination of emergency response and healthcare. And our paramedics are some of the most compassionate, caring people doing the jobs that they do that many else wouldn't. And while it can take its toll on them, I think there's a sense of pride and commitment they have in helping others. And so a lot of our paramedics see this not just as a job, but as a profession and a calling.
Right. How long has paramedic services been in existence here?
Back in 2000, there was a download from the government that amalgamated individual services into one. So we say that Lanark County Paramedic Service has been around since 2000.
Okay. Now, how many bays do you have, or bases, I should say?
Yeah, we have five stations strategically located throughout the county. Most of them are in the urban center towns where some of the higher call volume is. We do have one up in the village of Lanark. And then most recently, we leased some space for, I call it our sixth station, for our community paramedicine program.
Okay, and where are some of those bases? Lanark Village,
yeah. The town of Perth, at the base of the hospital. Almont and Carlton Place, both right beside each of those hospitals. And then our headquarters is in Montague on the border of Smith Falls.
Okay, and you work for the Almont Hospital, do you?
Yes, we're one of four paramedic services in the province who are operated by a hospital. So the county has general oversight from the ministry to operate a paramedic service, but they contract it out to the hospital to run due to their experience with healthcare.
Okay. And how many paramedics do we have here in Lanark County?
We have just over 100 paramedics in Lanark County, and that's a mix of full and part-time.
So, thinking about the training of a paramedic, how extensive is it?
It's fairly extensive training because paramedics have to be, when you look at the spectrum of healthcare, both specialized in their ability to do the job, but a generalist in the spectrum of healthcare calls we get. So for example, you could be dealing with a car accident one day, and then you could also be dealing with delivering a baby the next day. So you have to have that general knowledge across a broad spectrum of incidents that you might encounter. And so our primary care paramedics, they go through a pretty intensive course at the college level for 2 years, including over 400 hours of ride out and hands-on time and clinical. And then our advanced care paramedics, they do an extra year on top of that to get even more skill sets and scope to do some of the higher acuity interventions when needed.
Now you have some programs going as well. It's not just a matter of driving an ambulance to somebody's house, is it?
No, the evolution of our profession is constantly changing. And so the days of just showing up, picking someone up and driving them to the hospital as fast as you can are long behind
right.
us. We're healthcare professionals now, and we have different programs that are changing, I'll say, essentially how we care for people. So there is still the 911 side of things where we go to those emergencies, we respond, and we treat and transport. But we've now taken a step into broader healthcare, where we're doing more proactive preventative stuff. And we have a very robust community paramedicine program that helps with this. So we're integrated in different levels of healthcare, being utilized as an extension of primary care, so the physicians, and we're able to do a lot more early intervention and upstream proactive care, much akin to community policing or fire prevention.
Right. You have a team that you work with. Who all is on that team?
So our leadership team, we have a deputy chief, we have three commanders, and we have our superintendents. And between the group of us, we manage all the divisions of the service and these different portfolios. And I have to give credit to this team, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to expand the services we offer as broadly as we had. They're my subject matter experts in each of these different programs, and they make sure we're providing the best patient care possible to the community.
It sounds like you're very busy as the chief organizing all this.
Yes, but again, I would refer back to my team makes it easy for me to be able to do this. It's a lot of hands-on work, just like the frontline paramedics who see this as a calling and a profession. We in the leadership team also see it the same way. So sometimes it's not one of those things that we just clock out and shut off at night, because we're constantly trying to make sure that Lanark County has the care it needs.
Did you start out as a paramedic? And how did that work for you, arising now to be chief of the paramedic services?
It was a long journey. I started as a frontline paramedic in both Lanark County and the County of Renfrew Paramedic Service, and spent over a decade on the front lines. And then around 2016, an opportunity arose to move over into the leadership side of the profession, and I took it, and it's been great.
It sounds like you're very busy and you're enjoying it.
I am, yes.
You don't miss being out on the road all the time?
I definitely miss some
of the excitement of it.
The excitement of it, but also the joy you get as a paramedic when you're helping someone in those times of need, right? That interaction one-on-one with the frontline, even though I've been removed from it for several years now, it is part of the job that I do miss. That being said, we have the opportunity to effect change on a bigger scale with what I'm doing now. And I also take pride in being able to help support the frontline staff that are doing that direct patient contact.
Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you think our listeners should know about?
I think we covered most of it. It would more just be to, again, trying to change the public culture out there about paramedicine and how we're evolving as a service, and the different models of care and programs that we're now supporting the communities with. So that if anybody had information on that, I would definitely encourage them to reach out to the service or to look up some of the initiatives that we're doing, especially in case it's something that they can benefit from. The example of that would be our community paramedicine program. We have online resources and referral platforms where you could refer one of your family members without even going through your physician if you think that they could benefit from our care.
Oh, really? Well, that's not something just everybody would know about. They
no.
do now.
Yes, that's the idea. And we have our info line at the paramedic service, so the info at lcps.care if anybody needs to get connected or get information. And then we have cp at lanark.care.
Okay, so. You've got all that right off the top, right? LCPS, Lanark County Paramedic Services,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
.care.
.care, yes.
Okay. Travis, I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Oh, it was a pleasure to be here. I'm glad we took the time, especially with Paramedic Week coming up, to highlight the good things our staff are doing.
Great. And I want to thank all the paramedics out there, too. They're real heroes, aren't they?
Definitely. It takes a special kind of person to do this career.
It does. Thanks again.
Take care.
Travis Melema is Chief of Lanark County Paramedic Services. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.